This is a segment we call Let's Get to Know. We're here with Pella basketball senior Emerson Wogan. Emerson, are you ready for some different questions today?
Sure am.
Well, and I know the answer to this. We'll start with activities, though, that you've been involved with in high school, both in athletics and out. Since you were a freshman, what have you been involved with?
I did track my freshman sophomore year, and then I've stuck with cross country and basketball all 4 years. And then this year we started a Best Buddies program, and I started I'm the chapter president of that.
We'll ask you about that in a minute, but we're going to get to some of our early questions. I know you have a family, too. Let's ask about them. Who is your immediate family?
So I have my mom, Angie Wogan, and she's a third grade teacher at Madison. And then my dad, Brian, works at Pella Corp. And my sister, Ellie, is a junior at Truman State.
And, of course, I got to know Ellie very well. And I'm guessing the relationship, though, has changed quite a bit since she's gone to college. How's that been for you in terms of transitioning from, you know, seeing her every day in the hallways to now being gone?
I definitely say we text a lot more, and she still spams our family group chat with Instagram reels that we watch for hours on end, but it's just been a lot better, too, just kind of having our space and getting to know each other more on our own terms instead of being forced together, and our relationship has definitely grown a lot more since she's gone to college.
So let's talk some rapid fire. Let's start. Do you have a favorite pregame artist, playlist, or song? Is there a go-to song that gets you fired up for a game?
Probably Hot Wings. It's from like Rio. We all listen to that, and we have a little dance to do in the locker room, so definitely that.
Who's in charge of the aux, especially on a road trip?
Usually Cam, but like we have a playlist that we've been playing the same playlist since I was a freshman, like before a game, so that's just kind of tradition.
Favorite host game meal or place to go, especially if you are on the road, or is there a go-to meal that you really enjoy after a big win?
Oh man, probably I just like pizza, really any type of pizza. Mostly sausage.
A sausage pizza girl.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite TV show?
Ooh. I really like Friends and pretty much any like Netflix rom-com.
Is there one in particular or a genre in rom-com in particular? It warms your heart, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's like Sweet Magnolias or like Virgin River or there's one more, Ginny and Georgia.
Okay. Along that same line, do you have a favorite movie, a go-to movie? If you have 2 hours and you keep going back to it. I know we're talking as we're recording this around Christmas, but any movies that you really enjoy in particular?
Ooh. Well, this is just always like I always go back to this movie. It's called Ella Enchanted. It's with like Anne Hathaway. It's such a stupid movie, but I've loved it since I was a kid, and I always go back and watch it and just enjoy it.
Yeah, there we go. Hey, it takes all kinds for sure. We're here with Emerson Wogan. This is a segment we call Let's Get to Know. So this is when I ask everybody, and I know the answer to this question finally, because you and I, we've been Instagram followers and mutuals for a while. Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
Cyclones, 100%.
Whew, I know. We've had a rough go of it lately with football.
Oh,
basketball
gosh.
Has been great. But was there any particular reason why you gravitated towards Iowa State in terms of growing up?
My mom grew up in Ames, and so she grew up an Iowa State fan. So my dad... His mom went to Iowa, but I didn't like them. So I liked Iowa. I always grew up with Iowa State more.
Do you have a favorite Cyclone memory, like of attending something at Jack Trice or Hilton?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a favorite memory, but I went to my first football game at Iowa State, and Brock Purdy threw 3 interceptions against Oklahoma State. So not a best memory, but a memory nonetheless.
And as someone who went to Iowa State too, yeah, we have both good and bad memories,
yes.
That's for sure. You brought this up earlier, and it's something I know we're going to talk about more for a news interview at some point, but Best Buddies. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we're a school of incredible high achievement, and this group in particular aims to make sure everyone's included. Where did you first hear about Best Buddies, and why did you feel it was important to bring it here?
So Miss Black is a new special ed teacher here at the high school, and she transferred in from Urbandale, and they had a Best Buddies program there. And so I saw it on Instagram, and it was like here, like you could sign up on open house night. But then like we had like a meeting about it in the library and stuff, and I was like, I really want to be a part of this, and it's just really special because I've done like Pure Foods and Pure PE when I was in middle school with Miss Belding, who's no longer here. Unfortunately, because I loved her. But it's just really important to me, and even having like Lucy on the team, just I know what it's like for them not to be included in stuff, and I just don't understand why. And so it's really important to me that they have opportunities to feel normal.
Well, and obviously Lucy in particular has kind of become a star of the team in a lot of ways. And for many years on JV, at the end of games, she would get to make those shots. And to the outside, obviously, some they might smile at it. especially getting to know some of these students on a deeper level, why do you think that's so important for them to be included, to have those moments, knowing that they have more challenges than most people?
Well, just speaking of Lucy, like, she literally brightens my day every single, like, I could be having one of the worst days of my life, and she'll just come to practice and start laughing, and her laugh's so contagious, it just makes me laugh, and I just think it's important for her, because I know, and even talking to Preston, he's, like, a huge super fan, he loves coming to our games and stuff, and, like, that gives him joy and brings him joy, and he even came to one of our Best Buddies events, and he said, thank you so much for inviting us, and it's just, like, seeing that joy. They find so much joy in others, and so being able to invite them to different things or even playing basketball just for him to come watch, like, it's just an incredible experience.
So let's shift gears. Obviously, a special program, and like I said, we're going to have another conversation about that in the yeah. near future. In terms of your family and vacations and stuff like that, has there been a place that you've gone to recently you've really enjoyed? We'll start with part A, and then part B, is there a place that you want to go with the Wogan family before you guys all spread out? Because I know Ellie just got engaged.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, for my grandparents' 50th wedding anniversary, they took like my whole Wogan side of the family, which my dad only has one brother. We all went to Europe, and that was incredible. We went to Norway and Paris, France, and England, and yeah, I can't even describe that because I had just finished freshman year, and it was just like this whole new world, and it was just kind of cool to get away from all of that and stuff.
Yeah, and then it sounds like you've already been to some awesome places. Is there one, like I said, especially before Ellie goes and starts her own family, is there one that you want to go with just the four of you?
I mean, I'd like to go just me and my parents to Italy. But the four of us, we're going to Canada, and I've never been to Canada, so I'm looking forward to that.
Very good. This is a question I often ask, too. We're getting a little more sidewindy here. Time travel. Would you be someone who would go to the past or the future? And if between the two, which one would you go to? Or where would you go? What era?
Ooh. Oh, man. I'd probably go to the past because I've always wanted to see a Michael Jackson concert.
Hey, you know, that would be odd, especially like in the mid-80s when he yeah. was like going on fire with Thriller. So along that same line then, is there a celebrity, famous person, could be anybody from history that you could spend a day with? And if so, who would it be and what would you
Ooh.
Do?
Oh, gosh. That's really hard. I have no idea. Oh, man.
Well, we already said Michael Jackson concert. Yeah. But yeah.
It, I don't know if I would want to spend a day with him, though. Oh, a celebrity that I would want to spend a day with.
Well, and celebrity could mean a lot of things. We've had yeah. some answers that opened the book up to historical figures of all kinds.
Oh, gosh. That makes it even harder. I have no idea.
That's okay. No, I got a whole oddball list of questions.
Yeah.
If someone would describe you as a spirit animal, what would your spirit animal be? How would they describe Emerson if you were in animal form?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. We had a question of the day, and I said a koala because I like to give hugs and stuff, so I guess that.
Hey, that's, you know, most people would say I'm a lion because I'm fierce, but koala, it shows kindness, right? It shows a measure of kindness, that's for sure. Last question for you. Senior year in basketball, I know, is your favorite sport. How much fun are you having so far, and what are you looking forward to about spending the rest of your winter with these girls?
It's crazy to think that it's already been 4 years, but then, like, I think about all of it and all the memories I made, like, I even remember, like, Kylie Tauke my freshman year. It's just, like, it's been 4 years, and it's just crazy because, like, without Jenna and Maggie and Riley and Maddie and Kelsey here, it's just so weird because I've been playing with them since fifth grade, and so it's kind of like I'm now here with no one older than me that I've known for so long, so now I'm the younger people, and I'm just excited to, like, see what we can do because we have so much potential, and We're really starting to find our rhythm, and we have a couple challenging games before break, obviously, but we've just grown so much as a team, and we've really locked in as a team, because, like, last year we kind of goof around during practice, but we'd still get stuff done, but, like, now it's, like, everyone's ready to take this serious, and I'm just excited to see where we can go.
Emerson Wogan, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.